For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. After months of controversy over data centers in Coachella, the city council there voted on Wednesday to extend a moratorium on data centers until next year. City officials say they're working toward a possible ban. The council voted unanimously to extend the moratorium for an additional 10 months. Coachella had implemented a 45-day pause last month after residents raised opposition to a large data center campus. Planning staff say the moratorium will give them time to come up with a permanent ban. City officials also say a pause gives them time to implement a ban based on best land use and development practices. Coachella's Planning Commission is set to discuss the proposed ban on data centers next week. City officials say the council could discuss it as early as next month. Two dogs were removed from a property on Thursday following a social media video that showed a canine being struck by a man. Riverside County Animal Control officers and sheriff's deputies took custody of the dogs from the suspect, Craig D'Alessandro. He was seen punching the dog and later throwing it to the ground. D'Alessandro admitted to news station KESQ that he did strike his dog, but said it was, quote, the first and only time I've ever put hands on my dogs. D'Alessandro claims the dog he struck had escaped the property and killed an animal the day before. No arrests have been made and the investigation is ongoing. A bill advancing in the state legislature would let insurance companies track how you drive in exchange for a possible discount on your premium. Levy Sumagaisai with our partner CalMatters has the details.
If Assembly Bill 311 passes, insurers would be able to monitor data about driver speed, braking force, swerving habits, and more using telematics, a system that can transmit data. Insurers can collect driver data through smartphone apps or other technology that's embedded in a vehicle. Only drivers who opt in would be tracked. Assemblymember Tina McKinner, a Democrat from Inglewood, wrote the bill. At a hearing last month, she told fellow lawmakers she's lost three friends in vehicle crashes in the past several years. She hopes her proposal helps incentivize safer driving behavior. Privacy advocates oppose the bill. So does California's own Department of Insurance, which says it's not compatible with state insurance law. An insurance department spokesperson told CalMatters the agency is meeting with McKinner's staff to discuss its concerns.
That was CalMatters reporter Levy Sumagaisai. Thousands of transgender service members in California aren't certain they'll receive an honorable discharge. That's because President Donald Trump signed an executive order banning transgender people from the military last year. But one state lawmaker says it's the state's responsibility to step up. CalMatters reporter Kate Wolf has more.
After the ban, trans service members had two options: volunteer they were trans and secure an honorable discharge, or stay quiet about their status, risking a less than honorable discharge. That could cut them off from some veterans' benefits, like mental health care and education assistance. That's why Assemblymember Chris Ward introduced a bill that would help make it easier for trans troops to contest a dishonorable discharge, should they receive one.
This bill is about dignity, fairness, and stability. And when service members raise their right hand to defend our country, California must ensure that we do not abandon them when federal policy turns its back on them.
While Ward says he isn't aware of trans service members who've received a less than honorable discharge, the concern is real. Under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, some 2,000 LGBT troops were given less than honorable discharges and shut out of some veterans' benefits. Advocates say Ward's legislation is needed in case the same happens again.
That was CalMatters reporter Kate Wolf. Upward spikes in accidents involving electric bicycles or e-bikes throughout Riverside County has prompted health experts to urge riders to exercise caution while using them. E-bikes move faster and are much more powerful than traditional bicycles, so the injuries can be much more serious. Blunt head trauma, rib fractures, collapsed lungs, and lacerations are what some emergency room doctors say they are seeing from these bike accidents. For more on this, visit kvcr.org. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good weekend.